In 1996, Bill Gates said, "Content is king." And boy, was he right. 3 decades later, it still occupies the throne. For lawyers, law firms, and companies serving the legal industry, content marketing and thought leadership marketing are a must if they want to build their books of business or increase their revenues. Hi, I'm Wayne Pollack. I'm a former Am Law 50 senior associate who discovered the world of content marketing and thought leadership marketing and hasn't looked back. In each episode of this podcast, I interview lawyers and legal industry in-house marketers who are doing big things with their content marketing and thought leadership marketing. This is Legally Contented. Welcome to Legally Contented. I'm your host, Wayne Pollack. This is a practice pointer episode where I give you some food for thought that hopefully helps you and your colleagues do bigger things with your content marketing and your thought leadership marketing efforts. Let's talk about a transformative but hidden benefit that regular thought leadership content creation brings about that no one talks about. When you consistently produce thought leadership content, whether in the form of the written word or videos or podcasts, you're not just building your visibility and your prominence for the purposes of building your book of business. You're actually transforming your ability to connect with people when you network. You become a much better networker. Here's a few reasons why. First, regular thought leadership content creation sharpens your communication skills. When you are consistently creating content, you are getting used to always organizing your thoughts and articulating them clearly. The more frequently you do this, the better you get at it. And when you get better at expressing your thoughts when you're creating content, you also get better at doing that when you're chatting with people, no matter the situation. Whether it's a quick chat at an industry conference or a deep dive during a client meeting, you're going to start to talk more clearly and you're going to be able to organize your thoughts more clearly, especially on the fly, which will make you seem more engaging to the people you're talking to and more intelligent and more persuasive. Second, you build deep knowledge of topics relevant to clients and referral sources and anyone else that you are networking with. When you regularly produce content, you obviously need to stay up to date and research legal developments and developments that are happening in your clients' industries. Naturally, this makes you more informed and, I'd argue, more engaging when you chat with past, current, and prospective clients and referral sources. In a way, you'll always have something to say about what they're dealing with and the topics they're discussing because you've almost certainly covered some aspect of those topics at least once recently in the thought leadership content that you are consistently and regularly producing. Third, consistent thought leadership content creation helps you become more confident and more composed by getting practice organizing your thoughts and consistently getting educated on topics relevant to the people that you're networking with. You should get a boost in your confidence, and you should feel more composed when you're networking, which will make you come across as more dynamic and more charismatic, and thus a more effective networker. You will become someone that people want to talk to. On that point, number four, you become a master icebreaker. Having been used to presenting your ideas in a certain way and organizing your thoughts in a certain way and being up to speed on the topics that your clients, referral sources, and other networking contacts are probably discussing or have discussed recently, you will be comforted that you can initiate or join any conversation and you'll be in a position to add something of value that will help you more quickly break the ice. Obviously, you're not going to start a conversation with a topic that you may have just discussed, but within the first few minutes of speaking to someone, as the conversation moves to issues they're dealing with or trends that they're seeing, you can most likely connect quickly the conversation with what you have produced recently in the form of your thought leadership content and continue the conversation, which again helps you break the ice and build a relationship with networking contacts. Finally, number five, consistent thought leadership content creation helps you with storytelling and giving examples when you are networking. When you produce content about how you've accomplished certain goals for clients, how you've helped them achieve their legal goals or their business goals, you begin to collect war stories, or at least a collection of examples that you can cite to when you're networking with people who might have similar issues to those that you've helped your clients with. When your networking contacts are talking about topics that you can talk about and issues that they're facing or trends they're seeing or whatever else, you can easily cite examples of how you've helped clients or war stories regarding how you've helped clients because you've consistently created content and surely some of that content would have been regarding those war stories or discussing examples of how you've helped clients. You can more easily connect dots on the fly with what you've helped your clients with and what your networking contacts are facing because you've developed a database in your mind of stories and examples you can pull from easily on the fly. Regularly producing thought leadership content is how you build your prominence and your personal brand, which could help you bring in clients and build a book of business. But it can also help you become a much more impressive and effective networker, which is an equally potent way for you to build your prominence, build your reputation, and develop client relationships that help you build your book of business. If you're interested in learning how to consistently produce thought leadership content that helps you build your prominence, your personal brand, and a book of business, check out lawfirmeditorialservice.com. We have more than 400 videos, blog posts, and podcast episodes that can help you do just that. Well, that's a wrap for this Practice Pointer episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you received some value from the episode, please leave a review for us on your favorite podcast platform. And maybe tell 1, 2, or even 10 of your colleagues about the podcast. If you have a content marketing or thought leadership marketing topic you would like us to discuss on a future Practice Pointer episode, please email us at hello@legallycontented.com. Until next time, thanks again for tuning in to Legally Contented.